Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you this morning from somewhere. Actually, we're filming here in Citrus Heights at Ascension Lutheran Church. But on this Wednesday morning, I am not actually at the church, but I'm in the process of helping our daughter and son-in-law move from Atlanta to Phoenix for the summer. And actually, this morning, we're starting our drive. I'm not actually driving right now. I'm just sitting in a car. So don't worry when I take my hands off the wheel, and don't worry that I'm not facing forward. This is all being very safely done. I don't have my seatbelt on either, but rest assured that on the road trip, two hands on the wheel and my seatbelt on, for sure. But so I'm not actually here today, but I am here with you during this time. And what I wanted to talk about was making a plan. In order to make this road trip a success, we had to come up with a plan. We had to work together to figure out how far we were going to drive each day, what route we were going to take, where we were going to stay each night to keep us on the right path. And it occurs to me that the same is true in our faith journeys, that without a plan, it's easy to veer off the path. It's easy to not make time for the things that are most important, or that we say are most important. And so I guess that's my encouragement to you today as we begin the month of May, and summer is rapidly approaching. Some of the structures that we're used to during the academic year, while most of us are not still in school, those structures and schedules oftentimes still have a way of providing structure in our lives. And some of those will not be meeting or having that same set of structure for the summer. So coming up with a plan to continue to spend time in God's Word, to continue to listen to Hump Day Hallelujahs or watch them every Wednesday, to continue to gather with God's people in worship, continue to love our neighbors, continue to participate in service opportunities, continuing to find opportunities for how we can reflect the love of Christ in our relationships. So I think that requires a plan. Sometimes we can get lucky and stumble into something good that we hadn't anticipated, but I'm also a plan person, and I suggest that you think about how you can be intentional about how you spend your time and resources, not only this summer, but all the time. But for now, we are living into the plan that we've set in terms of getting to Phoenix with a few stops along the way in order that we might fly back home when the week is done and get back together and rejoin you in worship the following next week when I'll actually be recording the Hump Day Hallelujah here, as I did today, but I'll actually be here when it's when you're watching it. So it's great spending a part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you when, after we have fulfilled the plan that we have set, hopefully fulfilled it, and maybe had some surprises along the way. Take care.